This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's get prepared for another hour of conversation, shall we, Jay? The lady of the operation is Jay Kirshner. I'm the man of the house.
The man.
Yeah, I'm the man. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a focus on success and how you can feel better looking at pictures. Like I've just been looking at seed catalogs and then thinking about how wonderful it is. Looking at the snow on the ground, which is part of wintertime. Hello. And then thinking in a couple of months the snow will be gone. We'll be plowing the soil and planting things and wowie zowie. And it goes on and on. So let's think about whatever it is that makes you feel good as you start your day or go through your day. It may be that you have a routine. You may like the routine. You may not necessarily like the routine. But from time to time, just let your mind and don't let the boss hear me say this. I'm the boss. One of the things here that is best for the program is letting your imagination go wild. I encourage Jay and everybody else that's associated with the program to use your imagination. Let your mind wander a little bit to those wonderful, we were talking about taking a trip up the PCH and how wonderful that experience is. You can go, you can let your mind go every once in a while. Don't spend your whole day daydreaming, because then you get fired, but once in a while, it's good, it's healthy to take your mind off.
Yeah, a break, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, I'm looking for inspiration. Here is an inspirational story. A daughter's, the fact that the kidney donation for a daughter and father, this is an interesting, what is it, turnabout is fair play, kind of. Here's this fellow who donated his kidney to an unknown patient after his daughter received a donated one in a life-saving procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are sometimes when you're oftentimes in families when there's a need for, I have a very, very close friend who gave when he was in his late 20s, his son was born and his livers didn't function. So he gave one of his kidneys to his son. And now, 40-some-odd years later, the kidney that he gave to his son doesn't work anymore. So now the daughter, or his sister, is going to step up and give one of her kidneys to her brother because they can't find, there's not a match, apparently, for this, where his blood type. And so he would have to go on a dialysis machine. And I guess that was the story here, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The recipient.
She was on a dialysis machine for 10 hours a night.
Unga bunga. Woof.
And like family that wasn't a match. But when an unknown donor was and saved her life, that's when the dad was like, all right, I'm going to pay it for
it. I'm in. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Because he would have given his daughter his own kidney if he could have. He just wasn't a match.
Wouldn't we all? I would. If my daughter or my son needed a kidney, I'd be first in line. Mm-hmm. Because that's what family's about. That's what love is about. That's what support is about. Right? Under the circumstances, who wouldn't do that? I suppose there are some people that wouldn't do it, but my God. Think about this. What a wonderful human being this guy must be.
Yeah, it's great.
Huh?
It really is.
It really is. All right, what are you doing today? Are you still worried about yesterday? Forget it. What you were doing yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to be doing today. The old expression, for some reason or other, I got into this conversation over the weekend with a couple of people about, they were moaning and groaning, some friends of the family. We got into a conversation about things that really, at this point, you can't do anything about. As someone who died in a family and they wish they'd have done this or they wish they'd have done that. You know what? It's over. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. Think about the future. Take the now. Run with it. As you can't fix anything that may have happened in the past. Here's something that's reflective of that, I think, Jay. This father is another story about a father who's a double amputee. the father and his daughter recovering after being seriously injured during a holiday at a ski resort. This fellow, Dave Milne, and his wife, Claire, taking their three-year-old and their one-year-old to ski lessons. Wow, Mammoth Mountain in Northern California. And can you? I didn't realize you give ski lessons to youngsters that, you know, that small. Oh,
yeah,
but anyway.
Pretty much, yeah. If they can stand, walk a little bit, you can.
This sort of reminds me of what happened.
Freak accidents where he threw himself in front of this contraption.
The snow blower, the snow cleaner. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of what happened to Jeremy Renner.
A little bit, yeah.
Right? Yep. So anyway, this veteran had been living in San Diego. He put his body over his children to prevent them from being sucked into the machine. In the circumstance, he lost his legs. So there's been a GoFundMe page started to help this family. The children, I guess the one of the children suffered pretty significant injuries. The other one didn't get harmed at all. And so anyway, the put yourself in this position. This guy was in the machine for an hour, grinding his, God, grinding off his legs.
And guarantee he doesn't regret it. He doesn't regret his decision.
No.
He saved his daughter's life.
Saved his daughter's life. God bless this guy. Anyway, he's in Reno, in the hospital there, treating his wounds. Apparently he's got a good sense of humor, though. He's shown some resilience. His wife and others were talking about his dark sense of humor and his looking ahead. The reason I brought this story up now is because it sort of is reflective on what I just said regarding the windshield, his big look at the future, and never mind the looking in the rearview mirror. This guy's looking ahead. They've raised $60,000 so far to help his rehab, to have Dave Milne's rehab. So it must be, how do you find those? When we talk about GoFundMe pages, sometimes we know, I suppose you just look up the name, right? Dave, M-I-L-N, probably show up, right?
Yeah.
Is it GoFundMe? Well, yeah. Go to GoFundMe.com.
Search, you can even type in like Mammoth Mountain and a bunch of different keywords that will help populate at least a smaller portion where you can find it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is absolutely incredible.
So another California story. Well, all of these shoot 'em ups and all of the stuff. I think yesterday I was thinking, okay, well, I'm not going to talk about this because it doesn't make any difference what Gavin Newsom says about gun safety, as he was all over being the usual ham and egger that he is, because there have been, what, three incidents in the last 7-8 days in California of serious shoot-em-ups, and all these people talking about gun violence and gun safety and how do you take care of your guns. The last guy I want to hear from is Gavin Newsom. He has the least amount of credibility in anything as far as I'm concerned. But I would like to hear from some people who really can come up with a novel approach, a new way to deal with this that actually will work. And so far we're lacking in those ideas. And I don't have an idea. I know what I would do if it were me, because I've done it. I don't have any guns in my house. I belong to the NRA, learned how to shoot when I was a kid on the farm. Mm-hmm. I've killed animals on my farm with a gun that wasn't my gun. And I don't have guns laying around. I have people that work with me who have guns that bring them when we need them to get rid of problems that we've had. But I don't have one. I wouldn't have one in my house. So that's my solution to the problem. It may not be everybody's solution, but what is the solution? Do we all have to have our own little bit of, you know, this is how we would handle it. This is how we are handling it. This is how we will handle it. In your case, you don't have any guns in your house, do you, Jay?
No, before I had Mac, I used to want a gun, and my husband wouldn't let me. But then now that we have a child in the house, we pretty much agreed no guns in the household. But also think about it. When it comes to the mass shootings, most of those weapons were legally obtained or taken from a family member in the household who obtained that weapon legally.
Yeah, but they weren't caring for it in the proper way. Otherwise, the child wouldn't have... We wouldn't have had the problem under the circumstances.
And then that won't take away, and if we do take away legal guns, it doesn't take away the already on the streets illegal guns that are there.
No. Yep. Those things
which are used for crime or kind of like a one-on-one violence. Mm-hmm. They typically are not used in mass shootings.
Right. All right, let's see. I want to hear what you have to say about this, Jay. The governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, N-O-E-M, has been discussing the abortion issue, abortion pills, and that sort of thing. And apparently there are people who are promoting abortion pills in South Dakota. Well, they're promoting them everywhere. I've seen a lot of that sort of thing on social media. Here's what you can do if you need to have an abortion, and people explaining what you can do. So apparently she says that they're going to bring charges against people who are selling abortion pills in South Dakota. So if you lived in South Dakota, maybe I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just, in this circumstance, is this the way to handle? I don't see it as a problem. Well, I guess I have to define whatever problem it may be. There's a problem
kind of charges?
Because
are we talking fines? Are we talking actual prison time? Because
I think a little of both, frankly, from what I can see. The letter that was sent out yesterday to South Dakota pharmacies says, quote, "You are subject to felony prosecution if you dispense abortion-inducing drugs. The state bans all abortions except to save the life of a pregnant person, and so South Dakota will enforce all laws, including those that there to protect the lives of the unborn." And so, yeah, there are a lot of retail pharmacies that are dispensing these sort of things. And she says you're going to be charged.
I would think that
charged.
They would lose their life. If this is the law, if this is their state law and they are still being distributed by pharmacies, I would think those pharmacies would lose their license.
Well, if you don't like the law, I guess that what I would say to people who are there that don't like it, then change it. Get your representatives to change the law if you don't like it. But in the meantime, I mean, do I think this is going too far? Nah, I think it's an interpretive sort of thing, but interesting that it's going on anyway. 18 after, this is Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You could also dunk them in the nacho cheese sauce or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry, just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Nachos! Yeah, you nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's? Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Hey, this guy finally gets it. Run the
Jumbotron. It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Let's make it 23 after now on Good Day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and our social media trending portion, celebrity news, a little gossip here and there, and focusing on Austin Butler for a moment here with you, Jay, the star of Elvis, celebrating his Oscar nomination, the first time he's ever, I never even remember seeing him. I remember hearing an interview and the conversation was about some of the other things he's been in. But at 31, I've never seen this guy. But he's been nominated for Best Actor for his portrayal of Elvis.
This is definitely the role that put him more on the map for a lot of people.
Oh, of course.
I really didn't know anything about him before this either. I knew his name because he was the boyfriend of somebody I liked.
Oh, really?
Like Vanessa Hudgens. Yeah, like way back in the day.
Was she on One Tree Hill? Is she the one of them?
No, she was the one from High School Musical and Disney Channel and all of that stuff. And then she went on to continue to do other things. Mm-hmm. But this isn't his first role, but this is his first prominent role. And he is really coming out with a bang. I mean, the Golden Globes win. Now the Oscar nod. It's big for him.
Yeah, it is big for him. All right, let's get to some other celebrity news. How many of you remember, or how many can you, I want to know how many can, among us, can sing the theme from Sesame Street. Ready? Let's go. Eat you not, find a way, on my way to where the air is sweet. Down to me. Let's go to Sesame Street. All right, well, I almost made it.
you knew more of the song than I did.
Almost. Oh, I love that song. I love remembering when my children discovered it at a certain age. You know, there are a certain political bents to some of the stuff that's there, but basically it teaches and has taught so many youngsters so much good stuff. Lloyd Morissette, who is one of the first people to put Sesame Street together, has passed away at the age of 93. He and a lady named Joan Cooney began working at the Children Television Workshop, which was the beginning, it was the origins of Sesame Street, back in 1968.
It's been around for a long time.
It certainly has been. Yep. A lot of, and this guy apparently was a wise, thoughtful, kind of a grandfatherly sort. Worked on the workshops for years and years and years. And anyway, there are a lot of people who say Sesame Street just wouldn't have happened without this guy.
So, his co-creator said that it wasn't possible. Like, he was Sesame Street.
Yep. The idea came after watching his three-year-old daughter become engaged watching the family's television. You see that all the time. I see that with Miles. Whenever there's a TV set, it's like glue. You know, they get mesmerized by it, and that's one of the dangers of having all of these devices around.
Well, and but without educational content on the screen in front of them, that's what he was finding out, that a lot of these kids would enter school a few months behind, and by the end of the year, they were almost kind of like, by the first grade, they were a year behind. And there was just there weren't really any educational options on TV for that age group.
Yep. So it did help a lot of children, I think, get a leg up on school. He was on the Children's Television Workshop until 2000, became chairman emeritus. Again, he was 93 years old, and he'd been involved in this thing since the 60s. So pretty much most of his career was devoted to this. Mm-hmm. And then, as has been said many times, I remember, I think, vaguely seeing his name in the credits. With all the other people, how many stars have gone on to Sesame Street to just have fun or to pass things along? Oscar the Grouch, the Cookie Monster, Mr. Snuffleupagus. God love them all. Okay, well, anyway, sad about that, but good because of Sesame Street, that's for sure. 28 after, this is a good day.
If you've never been to a pawn shop, it's probably not what you're expecting. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Think yard sale, where you can be the buyer or the seller. The cash you need today may be something that's gathering dust right now in your garage or attic. Why wait till next Christmas to re-gift stuff that Santa brought last Christmas? Need power tools? Who cares if that second-hand electric drill is scratched up? It looks like you've been working. When you see someone with a Rolex watch, a real one, can you tell whether they bought it new? Are you ready to pop the question? That diamond took millions of years to create. Who cares if someone else owned it for 3 years? Get the stone remounted. She'll never know. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here for MyPillow. You've helped build MyPillow into the incredible company that it is. The great night's sleep you get from the pillows and the sheets. Well, now let's talk about the six-piece towel set, shall we? This set is made with cotton grown in the United States, making it extremely absorbent. Provides that soft feel that you look for in a towel. Set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Retails usually for $89.98. Right now, you can get it for the low price of $39.98. That's it. For all the people listening to the Good Day program, $39.98 for an $89.98 value. Those towels are great. I use them every day in my baths and my showers. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insanely low price of $39.98, the six-piece towel set. Enter the promo code DS at MyPillow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky is thanking the U.S. for its decision to provide its nation with tanks as it fights its ongoing battle with Russia. In a Twitter post, Zelensky called it an important step on the path to victory. President Biden announced the U.S. will provide Kyiv with 31 M1 Abrams tanks, which are among the most powerful in the world. Americans are becoming more disgruntled at work. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which averages results across 2022. It showed that less than a third of employees said they were actively engaged at work or feeling passionate about their jobs. That number is about 4% drop from a high of 36% in 2020. Meantime, 18% of employees said they were actively disengaged, the highest that number has been since 2013. Gallup has been tracing employee engagement for more than 20 years. Former child star Lance Kerwin has passed away. Kerwin became famous in the 1970s for starring in the TV series James at 15. I'm Julio Flores.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Are you ready, willing, and able? Help yourself. As we have now reintroduced the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG. Right, Jay? That's the number, 855-999-3684. Go for it. Now, while we're on the air, you can get on the air. When we're not on the air, you can record your comments about things that we've said, things that you're thinking. Let's share it with the world. Why not? 855-999-3684 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's some good news for those people who work in Walmart. They have announced that they're raising their minimum pay for hourly workers to $14 an hour. I think it's $12 an hour now.
Yeah, currently.
So for those of you who know what I think about Walmart, and it's not much, but I recognize the fact that there are people working there. And maybe that I don't have to be a patron. It's a place where, you know, the reality of today, if I'm going to believe and not be a hypocrite, believe in my own philosophy of the rearview mirror being small and the windshield being big, than I look at the reality of Walmart. I didn't like what they've done to put Ma and Pa Kettle and all the small communities around the country out of business, the local drugstore, the local hardware store, local food store, all those people in most areas where Walmart got started were put out of business. I'm rehashing that again because I didn't like it. I still don't like it, but the reality is that Walmart is there, and they're not going anywhere. So if you're working at Walmart and you're having a tough time making it on $12 an hour, well, maybe you're going to have a little better time of it making 14 bucks an hour. At least, you know, people say, that's not enough. Well, it's better than 12, right? Don't you look at it that way?
At least it's up in the right direction.
Yeah, right, exactly. So take it for what it's worth in that department. Here's something else kind of interesting. An oil sketch done by Anthony van Dyck, great, one of the Dutch masters, up for auction after being found thrown away, basically, in a barn in a farm covered with bird doo-doo. So here's somebody who bought this thing at an estate auction, a farm auction, for a couple of $100. And now it's going to sell for around $3 million, as Sotheby's puts it up for auction. It was found not... It was over, you know, near Antwerp in Belgium. This farmhouse was in a town. No, it was, he's from Antwerp. Come and get this straight. And this thing was found in a town in New York which was settled by people who came from the same area as Van Dyck came from. Right? And so, apparently they found this. This painting was done in the 1615, 1618, somewhere in there. He was young.
Usually these people did not know
working
what they
with
had.
Rubens. No.
Because, especially with the bird droppings on it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep.
No way, yeah.
$3 million. The guy invests a couple of hundred and he's going to get $3 million, or the family is, I guess. Because now he's deceased. But at any rate, there are... we can find these things. We talk about these things from time to time because they do turn up. But I just, because I know what an old barn looks like with bird doo-doo everywhere, I'm just thinking of something like that. You know, the bird doo-doo maybe makes it more valuable. Actually, it may have worked to preserve it. You know, bird poop, cow poop, all that stuff. I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but there are some preservative properties in poop. That's a good alliteration, right? Preservative properties in poop. There you go.
Next, this will be some kind of mud mask for facials that will have.
Yeah,
that.
Right.
That's so really
put poop on your face.
Mm-hmm.
That'll make the headlines. The latest Good Day download will contain a discussion of poop on your face, amongst other things. Yeah, why not? By the way, speaking of Good Day downloads, the conversation this week so far in the downloads has included but not been limited to discussion of what was going on, all the shootings in California. We also discussed in the most recent Good Day download Michael J. Fox and what happened in his admission to talking about getting Parkinson's and what he did to himself. Then we talked about Kelly Ripa and her husband, and Dr. Jack joins a chat for a discussion on the latest from the National Cancer Institute, the focus on glyphosate, just stay the hell away from it, basically is what Jack said, and he's right. So all kinds of helpful hints and tips and conversation, that's what the Good Day program is all about. If you don't catch it all, then you can catch it after the fact, because we run the same four-hour program over and over again, and the loop at gooddayshow.com. Every day you can hear the whole program later in the day, or you can get the download. Same place, gooddayshow.com. Help yourself. And if it's some of the info from our medical professionals, like Dr. Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus, go to gooddayhealthshow.com to pick up on that. From the, what? Department, 46 men, including a minister and a hospital operations director, arrested down in North Texas, busting on a sex trafficking ring.
So gross.
A minister?
A youth pastor. A youth pastor and a hospital director were among the 46 arrested.
Law enforcement added that sex trafficking remains a big problem in Texas because of people coming across the border in South Texas, right? They move all over the state, then they disappear all around the country. The names of the people arrested were not released, but there's a high school teacher involved, this minister, a firefighter, the director of operations at a hospital, and a semi-pro hockey player among these people involved in the sex trafficking ring. Mm-hmm. Throw the book at them.
Yeah.
Put them in jail and throw away the key.
There were two hotels that authorities used in the bust, which resulted in these arrests. Absolutely disgusting.
Sick.
Disgusting human beings.
Yep. Disgusting, disgusting, disgusting. The while we're in Texas, James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. This zoo thing. There have been a number of incidents. We talked about a couple last week. Apparently now a rare vulture has died in what has been described as an unusual death in its enclosure. So are people getting in there? What's the local scoop from Dallas in terms of these various things that have happened at the Dallas Zoo?
The local news is that there's still the investigation going on tampering and vandalizing with the fences and everything. And as far as they know, they haven't been able to make much headway on the investigation. But if there's innocent animals dying in the zoo, they really need to get, like, high horsing on it, you know? They really need to catch up on all this.
Well, but what are they... every big city's got a zoo. Have you been to this zoo?
It's been a long time. Yeah, but it was... I remember we took a field trip over there, like, in school or something.
Yeah. Well, most of the young... I think what they do in most cities, most areas where they have a zoo, is do just that.
Right.
Expose the children to some of these rare animals. I know I've done that a lot with my grandchildren. With my daughter, we go to the Los Angeles Zoo is a great place, and there are all kinds of, most cities and most communities of, you know, fairly good size. You're not going to find, down in Stephenville, Texas, you're not going to find a zoo. Right. You'll find a lot of cows, but you won't find a zoo. It's the people that are just plain sick. Mm-hmm. That want to, there are some who say, well, the folks, like, there may be some PETA people involved in this because they want to let the leopard out or they want to let the monkeys out. Well, what chance do they have of surviving if they're in an unfriendly atmosphere?
With the leopard, if that were to have attacked a human, it would have had been put down anyway.
Right.
I doubt that PETA is part of this. There's something else going on. And it could be related, because what was it, the clouded leopard? Was it monkeys, James, the second one?
Right, yeah. The
and
second one was
the
monkeys.
Vulture.
And the vulture.
And more importantly than anything, people are ruining this for children. You know, people are ruining children's experience of the zoo, which is what it's all about at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, moving ahead, moving beyond, back to Washington we go, where a bipartisan group of senators has come out swinging against Ticketmaster. It's about time. This is from the same page as the Google thing, bullying people. Google's being sued, if you didn't hear the story, by the federal government because they've monopolized advertising, mostly in the digital space. They are like, Clear Channel is in terms of radio or iHeart. They want all the business. They want to put everybody else out of business. So they take their pants down, sort of in a crude way of referencing it. But they lower the prices so that they get all the business. And that's what has happened with Google and the Google digital stuff. And now Ticketmaster, we know the same thing happens with them. Anybody who's had any dealings with Ticketmaster over the years, they have bullied all their competitors. And they put a lot of them out of business. But the latest is this thing around Taylor Swift. And she has been her organization, her people, are very active in this, Jay, wanting to put Ticketmaster in its place. which, as far as I'm concerned, ought to be out of business the way they conduct business.
Well, they ticket sales for her upcoming tour crashed the system. People who had been waiting and couldn't get in, and this was just like for pre-sale. And by the time pre-sale was done, there were no tickets left. So by the time it goes to the general public, you have so many scalpers who have already bought some that at this point, if you are buying a ticket, you are paying so many additional charges because the people who are reselling them are upcharging everything. Then you have the additional fees, the taxes. It's absolutely absurd where sometimes the price of the ticket that you end up paying is about maybe only a little bit more than all of the additional taxes and fees. Like you end up paying double.
Yeah, right. I've had that. I bought scalped tickets to go to a concert I wanted to, a Van Morrison concert. I've also bought tickets online through a third party that turned out to be no good. I remember going to a Van Morrison concert in Los Angeles maybe 10, 12 years ago, had two tickets, went to sit in the seat, and there was already somebody there. So I went to get the usher and asked these people to move, and he said, no, those people have legitimate tickets. Yours are no good.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what do I do? He said, you leave.
Yeah.
I said, but I spent $69 a piece for these tickets. He says, I don't care. They aren't any good.
Yeah,
you're at risk.
You got scammed and it's not their doing. That happened to me with Ticketmaster because I thought, well, if I buy resale tickets through Ticketmaster, then Ticketmaster is kind of in charge and these can't possibly be scam tickets. Well, the person who was reselling the tickets through Ticketmaster ends up sending me the wrong tickets. They sent me tickets to a completely different concert on a completely different day in a completely different state.
Yeah,
and then I had to go through the hoops to get that rectified. And once they sent me the actual tickets, my husband had to go, and I had COVID, so I couldn't go. And he went, and he couldn't scan the tickets to get in because the tickets had already been used and scanned, and those people were inside.
Right. How often does that happen? Why? All right, well, they deserve all the bad publicity they're getting. Thank you very much. 48 after the hour on today's Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For pet, there is a test. Which Warren has, I covet these tests because they really tell us who we are. So where'd you find this? A test to find out? Well, I don't need to take this test to answer, but you go ahead and you have your fun, and then I'll, it's pretty obvious.
Someone sent me this, a test to see if you love animals more than people.
Yeah.
And number one is when people disappoint you, you shake your head and think to yourself, an animal would never do that. Now that makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
Number two, you have trouble saying I love you to other humans, but will blurt it out in the second you're an animal. And that's so true.
That is true.
So true.
Right. I love you, Daisy, or yes, I do.
Tell them secrets you would never let fall on human ears. Again, true. I talk to my animals and tell them secrets. My animals
TMI. Talk,
I'd be in a lot of trouble. And also, and this is kind of interesting to me, because over the years I've trained dogs for movies and commercials and whatever. It says you're more emotional when an animal dies in a movie than a human character.
Yeah.
You guys are too young. Remember Old Yeller?
Old
Yeller nowadays.
Old Yeller. And that dog that was in the movie with Tom Hanks that got shot, remember him?
I don't know if
what was that movie? Was that, there was a movie. I forget what it was called, but
Turner
Hanks was a cop.
Hooch?
Turner and Hooch, thank you.
Yeah.
Good for you, Jay. Good save.
As many dogs as I've trained, and I've worked with dogs that had to look like they were dead in a commercial or whatever, even though I know I trained them, even though I was there when they were doing it, and he played dead and then got a big piece of roast beef, the bottom line is I still cry when I see a dog.
It's just
absolutely amazing. And one more quick story. I just read this. Baseball, and I'm not into sports at all, but Aaron Judge, I guess he's a big Yankee player, Aaron Judge says his dog's bond with his teammate sealed his deal with the Yankees. He stayed with the Yankees because his dog and another teammate's dog were best friends, and he couldn't leave the Yankees and separate the dogs. What a great
story. Oh, my God. Isn't that great?
Great
story. That's fabulous. All right. Here's the story from Kansas today for you, Warren. A man has died after he was shot by his dog. Joseph Smith of Wichita killed when his dog discharged the gun while they were inside his pickup truck. Police say the accident took place when they were on their way to go hunting. He was sitting in the front seat. The dog stepped on the rifle in the back seat, and the bullet struck the guy, and that was the end of him. So what kind of a lesson is there in that? Thank you very much.
This is bad humor, but perhaps the dog did it on purpose.
Yeah. I'm sick of this guy.
I've heard the stories like this before. Listen, if you're so irresponsible with a weapon, then perhaps your dog deserves
you
to
you.
Tell you.
Yeah, right.
So just be careful with your weapons and your dogs. Absolutely.
All right. This week we celebrate National Penguin Day. Penguins. Anybody have a penguin that you know of as a pet?
No, but I think they mate for life. If I'm not, I think they kind of.
Yes, they do. They absolutely do.
No divorce court in the penguin world.
No, not at all. A lot of penguin colonies have been lost because of what's happening with the weather here and there. Yeah. But anyway, the study that came out a few years ago about penguins, 2,100, at least two-thirds of emperor penguin colonies have been declining. They have them in zoos. We were just talking a little earlier about the Dallas Zoo and what the heck is going on down there. Do you see penguins appropriate to be in a zoo? I suppose they are.
Well, you hit it home with me because I'm not a big fan of zoos to begin with.
I know you're not. Right.
Some of the zoos, though, do amazing work in terms of keeping species alive and well. But, there are certain zoos that have penguins. I remember seeing a story not too long ago about a zoo that had, the emperor penguins in the zoo for breeding purposes. Animals are just amazing. Best thing we can do with them in the wild is just leave them alone.
Yeah, and that's true with many animals, frankly. All right, let's meet the oldest dog in the world, a 23-year-old Chihuahua named Spike, officially the world's oldest living dog, according to Guinness. Born in November 1999, assumed the record as of last December. The dog lives with its owner, Rita Kimball, on a farm in Camden, Ohio. So, how about them apples? You got
some dogs that just don't want to go. Some dogs say, I have it pretty good here. I have, everything I want. I don't want to go. I've had a dog that lived to be 19 years old, so that's about as old as I've had.
Remember I had Charlotte, and she was 15, and people said, a bulldog alive at 15?
Amazing.
Is a record there.
Well, look at the life Charlotte had. Come on now. Why would you want to go anywhere?
Same is true of Daisy these days, as far as that's concerned. Take good care of your dog because they take good care of you. That's kind of what the mantra is. Here's Warren Eckstein. Check out his pet show every weekend and online at thepetshow.com. It's 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.